Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bolin.
Joining me today from Colorado Springs is James Gottrie. He is the Vice President of Public Policy with the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome, James.
Thank you, Karen. Happy to be with you today.
Well, we so appreciate what the Dobson Family Institute does and the importance of advocacy on family, freedom, and life issues. Recently, you went to college and asked students what they thought about biological men participation in women's sports. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. As you know, Karen, I mean, that's a growing issue all across the country where we have biological men that are wanting to participate in women's sports. And the group that's probably going to affect the most right now is high school athletes and college athletes. And so we wanted to go and hear from college students in their words what they thought about this.
Well, what did you learn in those video recordings?
We learned that sometimes the truth is simply too controversial. We had students that were obviously scared to share their true feelings about this issue. In fact, one student told me when the cameras weren't rolling, he said, you know what? Men should not be participating in women's sports. But he also said, I don't want to say that on camera.
That's so interesting that in free-thinking society that we can't have pluralistic opinions upon this issue. It's actually a tragedy from my perspective to have those kinds of conversations that you're observing on college campuses.
You're right. It's really, as a society, it seems like we've come to a place where truth can't be tolerated in the face of tolerance.
Very, very sad. So I encourage you to listen in tomorrow as we continue the conversation about what is happening in the culture that says there's no difference between boys and girls and its impact and what parents can do. Thank you for joining us today, James.
Thank you, Karen.
God bless.